The U.S. stock market opened a tad higher this morning after a rough few days that started with what was touted as a great jobs report last Friday from the Labor Department. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us now to explain. And Maggie, why would a great jobs report send stocks tumbling?
It seems counterintuitive, doesn't it, Jeremy? It's a chain reaction. You're right. The jobs report was better than expected. That is good news. Make no mistake about it. However, when you have an improving labor market, it raises the possibility that the Federal Reserve will start to raise interest rates. If we're raising rates here while everyone else in the world is lowering them, you're going to see investment flowing into U.S. dollars. And that's what happened. The dollar has been on a tear. Now, a strong dollar is good if you're vacationing abroad, but it has a negative effect on corporate profits, especially when you're looking at those big multinational companies that have their businesses spread across the world. It's really those fears, that double whammy of higher rates, higher dollar, that's causing so much nervousness.
And when it comes to the Fed raising rates, wasn't that the expectation anyway, that they were going to raise rates at some point later this year? Did this jobs report, do people think it changed the Fed's thinking and maybe they're going to do it earlier than they were before?
You're right, Jeremy. And I've been asking people this. I mean, we've known this is coming. You know, it's inevitable that we're going to get to this case. What happened, though, is now that you see this trend, it's stronger than expected. It moved up the timing. And that's what has people nervous. Maybe the transition's going to come sooner than expected. And there's a lot of thinking that the Federal Reserve wants to get on a more normal footing. They want to put some tools back in the arsenal. Because if the labor market continues to improve, right, that's ultimately going to push up wages, we hope. If wages go up, that may filter through to prices. And that's the Fed's mandate, too. So the Fed, we know, is anxious to get there. This labor market report, I think, made investors nervous it might happen sooner than expected. That may not be the case. They may be overreacting. That tends to be what happens these days. But that's sort of where the fear is, I think.
And one part of that fear is the Fed hasn't raised rates in 9 years now. And there are some who are worried about whether the economy and the stock market, for that matter, will be able to survive like it has been without the Fed propping it up to some degree.
That's right. And that is a really big question hanging over it. Again, when you talk to there's a difference between sort of economists and traders and investors. When you talk to economists, they say, yes, listen, the transition might be a little bit rocky, but ultimately the U.S. economy is going to grow again. And in fact, we might have more confidence about that growth because it's going to seem real and organic instead of on this sugar high of extraordinary measures. However, I think where the risk comes in is, you know, as we've seen, we are not isolated. What happens abroad, in China, in Europe, in Russia, will have an impact. And there are some very big worries in all of those spots. That's going to make our outlook a little murky. And I think it makes the Fed's job very tricky. And some wonder whether that may actually cause them to hold back. So those are, they're going to look at the domestic economy, and that might want them to prompt them to move sooner. But looking at the global economy, will they feel they can do it? This is what they're going to be discussing at these meetings.
And this is already having an impact, by the way, on mortgage rates.
That's right. But I think it's important to remember, we keep talking about rates are going up. We are at historical rock bottom,
lows, yeah.
Probably, you know, generational. So, yes, if they go up, some people talk about Fed rates topping at 2%. That's going to mean mortgages still stay very reasonable. Every bit counts, but they're still going to be very, very low by generational standards.
Maggie Lake from CNN. Maggie, thanks.
Thanks so much.